Welcome to the second hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Let my guitar playing friend do my request. Let him sing me back home with a song I used to hear. Make my old memories come alive. The street came in to sing a few old gospel songs, and I heard him tell the singers there's a song my mama sang. Could I hear it once before you move along? Won't you sing the song I used to hear? Make my old memories come alive. Take me away and turn back the years. Sing me back home before
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Pam, how are you tonight?
Good.
Good.
You play Christy song.
I'll do it for you tonight. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Back through the years, I go wandering once again. Seasons of my youth, I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. Couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, why was rich as I could be in my coat of many mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes and my coat of many colors, I hurried off to school just to find the others laughing and making fun of me and my coat of many colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich, and I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me while she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me, just for me. I wish I had button eyes and a red felt nose, a shaggy cotton skin and just one set of clothes, sitting on a shelf in a local department store, with no dreams to dream and nothing to be sorry for. I wish I was a teddy bear, not living or loving, not going nowhere. I wish I was a teddy bear, and I wish that I hadn't fallen in love. Smile. Then your memory wouldn't come around hurting all the time. I'd have a sewed-on smile and a painted twinkle in my eye, and I never would have ever had to learn how to cry. I wish I
a fine tooth comb. I was soft inside. There happened to us and we got no doubt. Too deep in love and we got no way out. And the message is clear. This could be the year for the real thing. No more will you cry. Maybe I will hurt you never. We start and end as one. In love forever we can ride it together. Making love.
How are you?
I'm doing just great tonight.
That's good. Hey, can you play old violin?
I'll do it.
And George Jones, The Race Is On?
I've already played The Race Is On.
Oh, you have? Yeah. Okay, then Phantom 309.
I'll do it.
All right, Tracy. All have
right,
a good
thanks.
One.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Recall one time in my life I felt as lonely as I do tonight. I feel like I can lay down and get up no more. It's the damnedest feeling I never felt it before. Tonight I feel like an old violin, soon to be put away. Me why I feel like this. Hell, I can't say. I only wish this view would just go away. I guess it's cause the truth is the hardest thing I ever faced. Cause you can't change the truth. I tried. So I asked myself, I said, John, where do you go from here?
John. Where in the hell do you go from here? You know, there wasn't a nickel's worth of difference. When I looked in the mirror, that's when I knew.
That bear I was seeing, an old violin, soon to be put away and never played again.
And just like that, it hit me. That old violin and I were just alike. We'd give our all to music, and soon we'll give our life.
I was out on the West Coast trying to make a buck, and things didn't work out. I was down on my luck. Got tired of roaming and bumming around, so I started thumbing back east toward my hometown. Made a lot of miles the first 2 days, and I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. But the third night I got stranded way out of town. At a cold, lonely crossroads, rain was pouring down. I was hungry and freezing, done caught a chill, when the lights of a big semi topped the hill. Lord, I sure was glad to hear them air brakes come on. And I climbed in that cab where I knew it'd be warm. At the wheel sat a big man. He weighed about 210. He stuck out his hand and said with a grin, "Big Joe's the name." I told him mine, and he said the name of my rig is Phantom 309. Well, I asked him why he called his rig such a name. He said, "Son, this old Mac can put them all to shame. There ain't a driver or a rig running any line that's seen nothing but taillights from Phantom 309. Well, we rode and talked the better part of the night, when the lights of a truck stop came in sight. He said, "I'm sorry, son, this is as far as you go, 'cause I gotta make a turn just on up the road." Well, he tossed me a dime as he pulled her in low and said, "Have yourself a hot cup on old Big Joe." When Joe and his rig roared out into the night, in nothing flat he was clean out of sight. Well, I went inside and ordered me a cup, told the waiter Big Joe was setting me up. Oh, you could have heard a pin drop. It got deathly quiet, and the waiter's face turned kind of white. "Well, did I say something wrong?" I said with a halfway grin. He said, "No, this happens every now and then. Every driver in here knows Big Joe. But son, let me tell you what happened about 10 years ago. At the crossroads tonight where you flagged him down, there was a busload of kids coming from town. And they were right in the middle when Big Joe topped the hill. It could have been slaughter, but he turned his wheels. Well, Joe lost control, went into a skid, and gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at that crossroads was the end of a line. Big Joe and Phantom 309. But every now and then, some hiker will come by, and like you, Big Joe will give him a ride. Here, have another cup, and forget about the dime. Keep it as a souvenir from Big Joe and Phantom 309.
Little Red Sabine music for you in Phantom 309 tonight. Here's Rhonda Vincent doing one called "Like I Could."
You.
Great song from Rhonda Vincent for you. There's one called Like I Could. My buddy Bobby Tomberlin and Jeannie Seeley actually wrote that particular song, and they did real well with that one. I had a request to do anything by Tammy Wynette tonight. Here's a great old song that Tammy recorded a few years ago. One called My Man Understands on the Hits Radio Show.
My man.
Can I help you tonight?
Tracy, do you play any Ricky Van Shelton?
I can.
You play Life's Little Up and Downs?
I'll do it for you.
Send that out to Shailene Morris, please, sir.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Got to apologize. Could not find Life's Little Ups and Downs, but I'll play this old Ricky Van Shelton for you tonight.
And the heart starts to pound. Someone just told her an old friend's in town, and a million old feelings come rushing in, start tearing to pieces what it took years to mend. Living proof true love never dies. Through all of the heartaches and all the goodbyes, she just can't forget it. Lord knows she's tried. Never die. You answer the door say hello. If you don't want to see me, just tell me I'll go. But I can't love without you. It's only pretend. There's no love like yours.
Tracy, would you happen to have this old song, Honey in the Rock, by the Carter family, A.P. and Sarah Carter? They were real popular, you know, back in the mid-1930s.
Yeah, was that an old gospel? Was that an old gospel song by them?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. Honey in the Rock by Alvin Pleasant Carter, A.P. Carter.
Well, let me see if I can find that for you tonight.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, all right. Well, if you can't find it, we'll just play a good one for by the Carters.
I'll be happy to.
All righty. We can do all that for this bunch over here in Mason.
All right, Harvey. Appreciate you calling in tonight.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
From the Carter family tonight here at KNEL by request. Always good to have a request from the Carter family. We'll be right back with more of your requests and dedications on the Hits Radio Show.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, and they're worried they're stuck with it. One that costs too much or doesn't meet their needs, or for whatever reason, they're just not happy with it. If that is you, some great news. There really is another choice. It's called NetaShare, and it's such a great option, especially if you're self-employed, changing jobs, or part of the gig economy. Here's what you get when you switch to NetaShare. First, huge savings. The typical family saves $500 a month. You also get a massive doctor network. You can just use the doctor of your choice or MediShare's free 24/7 telehealth option. And you get to be part of something you can believe in. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. No wonder MediShare gets double the customer satisfaction ratings compared with typical health insurance. So no, you are not stuck. You've got a great alternative. Call now. 844-43-BIBLE. That's 844-43-BIBLE. 844-43-BIBLE.
95.3 KNEL.
At Heritage Funeral Homes, we see a need and strive to meet it. Having a combined 90-plus years in the funeral industry, Heritage Funeral Homes is here to serve you. We have watched as numerous funeral homes have fleeced grieving families out of thousands of dollars. We decided to take a stand by opening multiple locations in small towns where the needs are greater. We give you our best price up front with no games or gimmicks. We do not see your family as a paycheck. You are our friends and our neighbors. Heritage Funeral Home employs many talented minds that cultivate in bringing you nothing but the very best service. We invest in our staff and our communities. Heritage Funeral Home guarantees to provide the best funeral prices for our community. Heritage Funeral Home is a family, and we treat you like a family, and we will always be here for you, one friend at a time. Heritage Funeral Home.
Bar around. I've been locked up for driving 120 through town. Well, I've been shot at and cut with a knife for messing around with another man's wife.
But other than that, we ain't nothing, just good old boys.
I threw my boss out a window and got fired from my last job. Hotwired a city truck and turned it over in the mayor's yard. Well, I beat my brother-in-law half to death. I lost 20 bucks on his football bet.
But other than that, we ain't nothing, just good old boys. Good old boys, we're all the same. Ain't no way we'll ever change. Mean no harm by the things we do. All the trouble that we get in. In a while, we can't help it, it's just our style. And good old boys is all we'll ever be.
I got an alimony payment that's 6 weeks overdue. I got caught with a trunk full of bootleg out-of-state booze. I hocked my wife's diamond ring last June. Me an outboard Evan Rude.
But other than that, we ain't nothing, just good old boys. Good old boys, we're all the same. Ain't no way we'll ever change. Mean no harm by the things we do. All the trouble that we get into. Other than a wild hair once in a while, we can't help it, it's just our style.
Yes, sir. First of all, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I was just listening there a while ago and heard Johnny Cash and Marty Robbins singing, and I just wondered how many of your listeners would pay $1.50 for a ticket to see Johnny Cash and Marty Robbins, Porter Wagoner, and Wanda Jackson, and Elvis Presley.
I'd probably buy two of those tickets myself.
You know, that happened in 1955, right down the road from us.
Wow, isn't that amazing?
On the Louisiana Hayride. back in those days, had a little traveling road show.
Wow.
And they came to a little spot north of Fredericksburg, Texas, called Cherry Springs.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, but what do you think? You know, we were raised right after the war in Korea, and we were in the middle of a drought. That $1.50, yeah, that's pretty hard to come by.
A lot of money back in the day, right?
Yeah, we saw some stars that we'll never forget the rest of our life.
That's true.
And I wonder if you might to play San Antonio Champagne for me.
I'll do it.
And then a little song called The Outside Circle, if you have it.
Okay, we'll do it for you.
Thank you so much, young man.
Thanks for calling. Bye.
She was queen of the social world in San Antonio. I was a cowboy who called El Paso home. We met and fell in love at a rodeo dance. Right from the start, our love didn't have a chance. 'Cause put a West Texas cowboy next to satins and lace. Blue jeans with velvet are just so out of place. But I still love her so, and it's a crying shame you can't mix El Paso wine with San Antonio champagne.
San Antonio wine and San Antonio champagne and whatever other kind of wine it was he was talking about there. Red Steagall. Red Steagall's cowboy gathering being held, and man, what a great time they always have in the Fort Worth Stockyards area. I know I think Bobby Flores and Jay Cooker are both performing at his Red Steagall cowboy gathering. So if you're up around the Stockyards area, I know that you would be thoroughly entertained without a doubt. Got music coming up for you from George Jones and Tammy Wynette. I got a request for one called If God Met You, She Wouldn't Like You.
Honey, I'm home. Get your sweet thing over here. I'm ready for a back rub, but first bring me a beer. Well, you wish I'd let you get a job. Well, you just keep right on wishing. You know a woman's place is in the bedroom or the kitchen.
If God met you, she wouldn't like you.
Oh, come on.
5 minutes of your book, and she'd unleash her wrath. When you mouth off, she'd want to fight you. And she'll forget that she's a lady, and she'll get your macho. If God met you, she wouldn't like you.
I don't like that at all. You just won't believe all that's
happening at work.
Like what, Joey?
That foreman's job they promised me. Well, they gave it to a skirt.
Oh.
She's college educated. Oh, but that don't make a thing.
Watch it now.
Cause there's no woman smart enough to bounce around a man.
If God met you, she wouldn't like you.
I don't believe that at all.
5 minutes on your boot.
You can't make
and she'd
me.
Unleash her wrath. And when you mouth off, she'd want to fight you.
Oh, she's not good.
And she'll forget that she's a lady.
Uh-huh.
And she'll kick your macho.
Look out. Any woman like
5 minutes on your boob, and she'd unleash her breath. When you mouth off, she'd want to fight you.
Oh, my goodness.
And she'd forget that she's a lady, and she'd kick your macho.
Look out.
If God met you, she wouldn't like.
I'm just gonna tell her not to like you either.
I just walk the streets in my old hometown, searching for an old love, but she can't be found. I even took a stroll down in old Lover's Lane. But nobody answered when I called her name. Same old town, same old street, same old friends I used to meet. Same old house, right next door. But the door. But the one I love don't live there anymore. Oh no, the one I love don't live there anymore.
Hey Tracy, it's Nikki.
Hey Nikki.
Can you do me a favor and play the song Daddy's Hands for my grandma up in heaven?
Daddy's Hands, I'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Still
Hi, this is Billy Mata, and you're listening to my good friend Tracy Pickox on KNEL, Brady, Texas.
Just one night with her and Megan's all it took. My heart was taken. Ooh, Megan, Georgia love. In Megan, the night had fallen, and the neon lights were calling as a gentle Georgia rain fell from above. Softly saying, ooh, Macon, Georgia love. I saw her in the mirror, so I moved a little nearer. Just a candle burned between the two of us. She blew spring. Ooh, Macon, Georgia love. I was listening. Our thoughts were just the same as we left in the Georgia rain. Ooh, Macon, Georgia love.
Listen to the Shopping Show on Wednesdays to get great savings.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.